The scripture says in Colossians 3:21, fathers, don't embitter your children lest they become discouraged. We have to nurture them and love them and train them, but we shouldn't embitter them. And the question is, how many times in adult-child relationships have we embittered that relationship to the point that our children are bitter even toward us? The world looks at us based on what we do, our accomplishments, but our children will remember us by who we were.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today begins the first part of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled Intentional Living with Adult Children. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. As we do begin this series, part one in the series of Intentional Living with Your Adult Children. Last time we opened the phone line and we heard your calls and heard comments and questions on adult children. We know this is an important high-stake relationship, and I believe that it's one of the most critical relationships that you're going to have. You love your kids. You raise them. You care for them. Now they're young adults. They're making decisions that you may or may not approve of. How do you relate to them? How do you love them in this growing, evolving, changing relationship? I'm going to give you really practical stuff here during this series on adult children. In fact, a little later in the series, I wrote a prayer that I'm going to share called A Prayer for Your Adult Children, and it's available to you. It's free of charge. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on free resources under the resource tab. It's there for you. Let's go on over to the teaching studio and begin part one on intentional living with adult children. I'm starting today a series on what I'm calling high-stake relationships. It's the kind of relationships that you and I have that can make or break us. You know, the kinds of relationships that really matter in terms of the quality of our life and our relationship and our happiness and all the things that we strive for in life. And so I'm starting a series today that I hope will be very practical. One of the things about intentional living is we want to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it, right? So we want to understand Scripture in terms of how does it apply to the real things that we do, the daily activities, the habits that we have, and the relationships we have. Now, I'm sure you all know what an oxymoron is. You know, when you put two things together that seem unrelated. And so I went and looked up some oxymorons. One is jumbo shrimp. Now, that's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Or growing smaller. You know, there's an oxymoron. Or the same difference. Or how about clearly confused? Or how about pretty ugly? You know? Or how about liquid gas? You know, there's an oxymoron. But how about adult children? Isn't that an oxymoron? You know, how can you be a child and an adult at the same time? We put a hyphen between it, you know? An adult child or adult children. And I think as we talk about this high-stake relationship, how to be intentional with our adult children, we got to realize it's an oxymoron. And it creates tension because there's part of us that sees our sons and daughters in particular, starting at that relationship with our adult children, and we still see them as a child. No matter how old they are, no matter how skilled they are, no matter how much they've accomplished in life, they're still your baby, right? And it's hard to get beyond that. I know intellectually we can understand it, but at the heart level, they're still our kids. And so there's a part of it that's this child, and then there's this other part that's, you know, they're an adult. And what I would like to do in this lesson is see if we can understand some really practical things that we can understand and do in terms of relating to our adult children. Now, a couple opening statements. One is this relationship can work beautifully or it can be a train wreck. And we've seen both. One of the most popular TV sitcoms over the last generation was Everybody Loves Raymond. And they picked up on that theme of Marie, the nagging, nosy, controlling mother-in-law right across the street, right, who is over controlling her son. And this young man, Raymond's never allowed to grow up. He's never allowed to be who he is, and he's in that constant tension point with his mother and with his wife and all of the things. And we laugh at it, and the reason we laugh at it is because we can relate to that, see? And so it can either be a beautiful thing, and you've seen it in some relationships. It may be in your relationship with your adult sons and daughters, a beautiful thing. Or it can be a very difficult, sometimes a train wreck. And turning off the switch of parenting stuff to do. At the end of the day, you just can't walk out the room the day your kids get married or go off to school and say it's over. It just doesn't happen. At least it doesn't happen that easily. And I think another thing is this particular relationship between yourself as a parent and your adult son or daughter, there's a high stake involved in this. There's a lot of consequences if that relationship doesn't work. We've got people who call every day on intentional living and say, I have no access to my grandkids because of that relationship that got broken. Or I haven't seen my son or daughter in many years. Or they won't, you know, they don't invite us into their home, or there's been a breach in a relationship. And of course, that creates partly because of the in-law relationship, which is going to be another high-stake relationship we're going to talk about in a future lesson. But today we're talking about that, you know, adult child. How do you relate to that adult child? Now, why is this important? Well, you know at a feeling level why it's important. But I was thinking, why is this important in terms of wanting to teach a lesson on adult relationships with our children? Because you and I will be remembered by the world for what we did. You know, when we're gone, they put the obituary in the paper. And if you look at it, it's all of a list of accomplishments. When I'm gone, they'll talk about, you know, Randy went to this school and got this degree and he created this ministry and wrote these books and did all these wonderful things. And their obituary is wonderful. I mean, you're like, wow, I'd like to meet this person, you know. But the world looks at us based on what we do, our accomplishments. But our children will remember us by who we were.
Dr. Randy returns in just a moment to continue sharing from his series on high-stake relationships.
So you're listening to Dr. Randy teaching on intentional living with your adult children. And you say to yourself, I could really use some help in that relationship. Well, the good news is today when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you'll receive that teaching along with three more in what Dr. Randy calls his high-stake relationship series on two DVDs. And every month you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Become a monthly partner today and you'll not only get help for your relationships, but you'll ensure that others will hear the message of living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on donate.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I enjoy listening to your program on 99.3 KVIP in Central Oregon. And I just want to let you know I am being intentional with my daughter and son-in-law. Recently moved back into the area, young Christian couple, new baby, a lot of stressors in their lives, and it's taken a toll on their marriage. And I have been approaching both of them the same way, with love and as if they're both my children, and just telling them that the most important thing on the face of this earth that God ever created was our husband and wife relationship. And I'm just intentionally encouraging them both to look at themselves and see where they can be closer. God bless you for your work and have a wonderful day.
Now, let's get back to the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center as Dr. Randy continues his teaching.
You know, when we're gone, they put the obituary in the paper. And if you look at it, it's all of a list of accomplishments. When I'm gone, they'll talk about, you know, Randy went to this school and got this degree and he created this ministry and wrote these books and did all these wonderful things. And obituary is wonderful. I mean, you're like, wow, I'd like to meet this person, you know. But the world looks at us based on what we do, our accomplishments, but our children will remember us by who we were. It's an altogether different animal. My kids aren't impressed that I wrote books and I'm on the radio and I do. They're not impressed, see? Because I'm dad. And it's my relationship with them that's more important than what I do. And so when we look at this relationship with our adult children, and it cuts both ways, obviously, but as the parent looking at the relationship, it's our responsibility to make sure that we approach it understanding that our kids in this relationship is not impressed because of all the things that we do. Now, what I want to share with you are some foundational actions or one things that we can do that could be turned into habits, very practical things as I thought about the relationship between an adult parent and their children. Number one, you've got to make the jump from rules to relationship. There's a big chasm there between rules and relationship. When we're raising our kids, we're kind of rule-based, aren't we? We're running our home and we've got policies and procedures and things how we do it in our family, and there's discipline and the things that God has intended for us to do. I mean, we go to parenting classes and I teach parents, you got to stand up, have a backbone, be an authority in the home and, you know, be in charge and nurture your kids and raise your kids. But some parents have trouble jumping over that chasm between those kind of rule-based or that part of the parenting responsibility into a relationship. And I wrote here, I said, we go from diapers to dance class. We go from dance class to driving. We go from driving to dating. We go from dating to the diamond ring. And then we go from the diamond ring back to diapers. That's kind of the process that we go with our kids, isn't it? And so this chasm is something that we have to address if we're going to be practical. Now, the scripture says in Colossians 3:21, fathers, don't embitter your children, lest they become discouraged. Now, the context of that verse means that as moms and dads, when we're raising our kids, we have to nurture them and love them and train them, but we shouldn't embitter them. And the question is, how many times in adult-child relationships have we embittered that relationship to the point that our children are bitter even toward us? And we have a responsibility and an opportunity when it comes to the relationship with our adult children to make sure that we don't embitter or sour or stain that relationship. So how do you do that? I wrote down three things on how to move from rules to the relationship. If you struggle with this, if you struggle with being able to turn off that parenting switch and move into more of a relationship, first of all, you got to decide you're going to do it. You got to wake up one day and just simply say, today's the day I decide that I'm no longer the parent. Now, we're going to talk about, well, I know what you're thinking. Now, wait a minute. But I still am the parent. They're 27, but I'm still paying the bills, you know. Or they're 27 and they're still coming home to mom because they can't grow up. We'll get to that in a moment. But to make this jump, you have to, at some point, just make the decision. Before God, I've got to make a decision that I can no longer be responsible as a day-to-day parent for my child. Secondly, I think you need to announce it. There's a point where you need to go to your adult son or daughter if that relationship has not moved into a healthy relationship. It's still that kind of symbiotic father, daughter, you know, mother, son, or mother, daughter thing that's just not healthy. There's a point where you have to go and say, you know, I love you, and you'll always be my son or daughter. I love you, but you know what? I can no longer be responsible to do this. I no longer be responsible to take care of all of the problems in your life. You've got to not only decide, but there's a point where some parents need to sit down with their adult sons or daughters and actually announce that something's going to change. And then you have to do it. That's the third thing. You have to make the jump from the point of rules and childhood to an adult relationship.
And that's not easy to make that jump. For some, you know, maybe it's tough for you. You're so tightly connected with your kids and your identity is so related to your kids, and they become an adult and Come on, we know as parents and grandparents, the struggle goes through this transitional time. You know, this series we've been on over the last several weeks on high-stake relationships wraps up as we talk about adult children. But right now, when you become that monthly member that is so needed for the Intentional Living Center and mission and ministry, I'd like to send to you on DVD all four of the high-stake relationships, including this one, about 3 hours of teaching. Then every month, you'll receive my coaching CDs to say thank you for your ongoing monthly support. Can I challenge you today? Because we're down about the end of this trail of making this available, very special offer here in May. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate. If you could share $30 or $40 a month, but whatever God lays on your heart, we want you to be a part of this. Come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com as the clock is running on this special offer. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4, okay? In just a few minutes, I'll be talking with Felicia, who's struggling with her son's divorce. Don't go away.
You would think twice before taking on a debt of $286,000, wouldn't you?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
Well, millions of Americans do just that every year. But I'm not talking about a mortgage. $286,000 is what it costs for a typical family to raise a child from birth to age 18. Of course, the privilege of becoming a father or mother is not about the money. The value of a single child far surpasses all the treasure in the world. And what would it be worth, really, if you could break the cycle of poverty, abuse, and neglect that is the fate of so many children? You can, through the miracle of adoption. Maybe for you, radical stewardship is not just about money, but changing the life of a child today and generations to come. Pray about it, would you? For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
My name is Paige. I know that growing up, my parents were always like, as long as you're helping yourself and you're out there trying to succeed in life and being the kind of person that God created you to be, then we're going to help you. But we're not going to help you if you're not going to help yourself. So I had no choice. I had to go out there. And they didn't just hand me stuff. I had to work for it. I had to earn it. I had to keep my room clean. I had to go get a job. It wasn't just handed to me. I had to earn it so that I could appreciate it.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. And, you know, as parents, I was telling someone last night, parenting's never over. It doesn't make any difference if they're 8. Yeah, you're still in the middle of it. Or 18, you're still working on it. Or if they're 28 or 38. Sometimes a parenting, the love, the concern, the idea of let's head in a different direction tends to always be there. It's part of the process, I think. Once a parent, always a parent, even though the roles do change as they marry and move out. Felicia is on the line in Arizona. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. We're talking about parenting, I guess you can relate to the fact it's never over, is it?
No, it isn't.
What are you facing?
Well, my kids are 27 and 29. My 27-year-old son, we just found out probably about 8 weeks or so ago that their marriage of a very short 18 months is over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
did you see this coming?
It's absolutely devastating.
Did you see it coming?
No, we didn't. And in fact, my son says he didn't see it coming. So we're just
well, why is it over? Why such a young marriage? What's over? What happened?
Well, his wife refuses to go through any counseling, and when I found out, it was just you know, kind of unusual circumstances. I just sent a brief little text to her to tell her that I loved her and hadn't heard from her for a little bit, and got a very cold response and was sick to my stomach just like instantly. So I shot off a message to my son and asked if everything was okay, and he said no. And over the next, you know, few minutes and few days, we just tried to piece together that somehow things were falling apart.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to call her, but I did reach out and sent her a text and just practically begged that she let my husband and I meet with her and my son to just love on them and counsel them and see what we could do to help. And her very short response was, no, I'm done.
That's too bad. I know that I hear in your heart the real question as we're talking about this parenting never being over today is, what do you do? You got a broken heart. And Felicia, I'd say a couple of things. This is a loss. It's a broken dream. You know, when we raise our kids, we love our kids, we want the best for them, and some families have experienced the children grow up and they make just terrible decisions about career choices, or they make bad decisions about relationships, or maybe bad decision in terms of a substance and they get caught up in alcohol or drugs, and others will walk away from their faith. Every family, probably every person listening today, we can see that by the nature of the calls coming in and so on today, that this is a universal issue. It may not be a child divorcing, but this thing of adult children, the parenting's never over. And we always come back to the expectations minus reality equals disappointment. And we have certain expectations, and when they're not met, we're disappointed, we're hurt, we're feeling lost like you are today. And I think for you, Felicia, as you think about this, what you need to do is grieve the loss. You're sad, you're hurt, and I'm sure you're upset. You've tried to reach out, been cut off. You've got to respect that and back off. You've got to respect your son. I think the best thing that you can do is continue to pray for both of them, and I mean an earnest prayer that God would do his work in their lives, whatever that takes. Secondly, that you would leave your heart and doors open to your daughter-in-law and to your son to be available. I think it's easy to jump in and take sides. Let's be careful with that. I mean, you're hurting for your son. I can't tell you how many people I've seen over years where they jump in and want to take the side of their child, when maybe their child's part of the, you know, needs to be challenged too, to say, hey, what is it that you can do? How can we pray for you to encourage you that maybe there's some things in your life that you can grow through this? Not accusatory or pointing a finger, but with loving care. And so I think for you and for your husband, you need to stand in unity. You need to pray and understand, as you know, Felicia, that you know, adult sons and daughters make their choices, and sometimes their choices we don't understand or maybe accept or can fully embrace, but I'll tell you what, we love them anyway, and we just continue to love them, and I think that's true of every family.
Right. I was, the Lord really helped me after about six weeks of just a profound sadness and grieving. I typed a 5-page letter telling her that I loved her, and there wasn't a thing in the world she could do to make me stop loving her, and just tried to offer some scripture and counsel, and did, and indeed, my husband and I are both absolute realists. We understand that it could, you know, very absolutely be something that, you know, was unacceptable on our son's part or whatever, but God is so good and so faithful.
That's right.
And it was hard to know how to pray. It was I didn't know how to pray.
Yeah.
And when a friend and a mentor reminded me that if nothing else, we can certainly pray vertical for that vertical reconciliation.
Absolutely.
With Christ, because something's not right.
Well, that's at the end of the day, that's all we can do. And I'll tell you, when you have your little kids and they're 6 and 8 and you have control, I talk in my parenting classes about rules and relationship, and that the first half of parenting tends to be more rule-oriented. We're building rules and structure and so on. The second half of parenting tends to be more relationship, as you're building a relationship now with your kids. But I'll tell you, when they're out on their own, they're adults. All we can do, well, not all, but we certainly need to pray for them. And that's what we're going to ask our listeners to be doing for you and all parents today who are having challenges with their adult sons or daughters. Appreciate your call. Felician, we'll be praying for you.
Hi, this is Steve. I had really received a blessing yesterday from listening to 4 CDs from Intentional Living. You know, it's teaching me that I can't just sit back and expect others to fix my life, but he also tells us certain things that we have to do and take action and take responsibility for our lives. And so the intentional living concept is just starting to sink in with me and potentially beginning of something great in my life. And thank you for intentional living.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, it's really made possible because of people who support this ministry financially every month. I want to say thanks to Suzanne, who recently joined us. She listens in Vail, Arizona, and joined us monthly. I want to thank Bonnie, who just joined us. She listens to 89.3 Family Life Radio in San Luis Obispo. Thank you. I want to thank Elizabeth from Manhattan, Kansas, became a monthly member. Travis from Payson, Arizona. And here's Judd from Lubbock, Texas. Each of these individuals saying, hey, I too want to be a part of Intentional Living. Thank you for doing that. And when you become a member today of the Intentional Living Center, we'll send you the entire series, 3 hours of teaching on high-stake relationships to say thanks, plus ongoing teaching every month on CD. Join today at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Now, the office will be closed on Memorial Day, but we'll be here. In fact, we'll continue this series on intentional living with your adult children. I hope you'll be able to join us. A couple of things real quickly. One is a little later in this series, I wrote and shared a prayer for adult children. And maybe as you go into this weekend, you're going to be with adult children or they won't be there and you're struggling. This prayer might be encouraging to you. It's free of charge. You can download it, print it, use it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Click on the free resources, resource tab, and it's there for you. Okay. And also a reminder that Mark Schultz, award-winning Christian artist, and myself, we're going to be in concert. I'm not singing. He's singing. I'm going to be sharing in Topeka, Kansas, coming up June 16th. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. We'll see you next time.